This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Marcus Papp from 95.3 and 99.1 FM, the Score up in Appleton, and a co-host of the Brewers Overtime podcast. And Marcus, how you doing? What's going on, man?
I'm great, man. Good to be back with you. I got to tell you this, an island with a golf course sounds like my kind of paradise, Bill.
That is, it's a beautiful place. It's a kind of a serene place. So if you want to just get away, leave your cell phone at home, just take it easy for a while and kind of recharge the batteries. But speaking of recharging the batteries, the Brewers, we were just talking with Ken Sanders before. He feels like many of us do. They need pitching, and pitching that gives you a little more of a variety. Throwing 95-mile-an-hour fastballs, unless you're coming in fresh with a little bit of break, it isn't happening. And we're seeing the National League Central right now become, I don't want to say mediocre because it's still very good, but nobody's running away with it because nobody has tremendous pitching right now. Is that the number one need for this team, or is it getting rid of Jesus or getting rid of Travis?
No, I think it starts with pitching, Bill. I mean, certainly those are issues when you look at the offense and the underperformance of guys like Travis Shaw, Jesus Aguilar, most notably, but I'd probably even throw Lorenzo Cain onto that list. And now we know that some of that has to do with injury, he being out in L.A. to get the cryotherapy procedure similar to Ryan Braun. But, you know, at the end of the day, what is it, six straight games now in which they've given up at least five runs, and the bulk of those have been more than that, have been roughly seven or eight runs. So it's really hard to win games that way. I know that's an obvious statement, but no matter how good your offense is, it's really tough to win games like that. So especially when your offense isn't performing. It's frustrating because I thought they had a plan coming into the year, Bill, and I thought it was a pretty decent plan with Corbin Burnes, Freddie Peralta, and obviously Brandon Woodruff, and only one-third of that plan has panned out. So you're left to look at some other internal options, and most of those have fallen flat as well. And at this juncture, I just think, yeah, David Stern says we need to be better internally. Certainly that's true. But I don't know that there's enough internal improvement to be had, or that I'm optimistic enough that there will be enough internal improvement in the second half to get you where you need to go. So, yeah, I'd like to see them go out and acquire certainly a starter. But in the back of my mind, I also know that you're probably going to have to supplement that bullpen a little bit because it's not the same group that it was a year ago, even though they have been decent at times. And when your starters can't go four or five innings, this is no secret, you're going to tax that bullpen. And I think that's ultimately something that's going to happen here in the second half unless they can be better up front.
I agree with you. I think that they need some starting pitching. I think they need a starter and a reliever. I just don't know if they're going to be able to do both. So if you had to put the emphasis on one or the other, I would probably go at this point. While I was thinking for a long time, I would probably go with a reliever. I might have to say I'd go with a starter because you may bolster your relief corps just by getting a better starter.
Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly in that sentiment, Bill. If you bring in a starter that can give you quality innings and eat up innings, you're going to make the back end of that bullpen that much better. Now, the problem is there a starter to be had at the price that you want to pay, especially if it's a half-season rental, like in the case of perhaps Madison Bumgarner? Part of me wonders, you know, with what we've seen from the Brewers for the last year and a half and Craig Counsell and the creativity he's utilized in trying to get the most out of that group, if you go out and you attempt to build a quote-unquote super pen and try to supplement the back end that way to the point where, all right, we get through four or five innings and we feel like we have enough capable arms out there to get you the rest of the way. And certainly they utilized that formula to the max capacity last year, and maybe they try to go that route again, look at a guy like Will Smith, who obviously Brewer fans are familiar with out in San Francisco right now because that's where the Brewers sent him. So, yeah, it's tough because you just don't know what you want to give up at this point. And I think the big question that I'm constantly asking myself, Bill, is how many moves away from being on the same level with the LA Dodgers are you right now? And I can tell you this, it's not one move away. I think they're multiple moves away from being able to go in and win a seven-game series with the Dodgers, who are clearly the class of the National League right now.
That's the other question. I mean, we're talking about basically you're in a race to win the Central with the Cubs. And anything can happen because you hate to say it, but an injury or something could happen to L.A. and suddenly they're, you know, a relatively normal team, or at least a team that falls back to the rest of the pack. But if you're going to really say you're going for it and you're going to beat not just the Cubs, but you're going to beat the Dodgers, I agree with you. You're at least a starter and a reliever, and either Jesus Aguilar or Travis Shaw or both coming back to their baseball card to being good or good enough to at least overtake the Dodgers. Otherwise, I think whatever you're doing, you're treading water in a pool to where you know you're not going to swim any farther or faster.
100%. 100%. And I'm thinking about this, even with Keston Hira in the lineup, right? So, I mean, even if when they finally decide that it's time to bring Hira back up and he's going to be your everyday second baseman and Moose has moved back over to third, I mean, that's, yeah, all right, you've improved yourself offensively, but the Dodgers have just been a juggernaut on that side of things this year. And with Cody Bellinger having gone over the last few years from someone who was really more of just a mammoth power hitter to a guy who now hits for average and can put the ball in play too. And then we're all familiar with what that starting rotation looks like. And I don't want to say it because I'm a Brewer fan. I want to see him succeed, but the five-man rotation that they have right now is just not in the same league as those guys. And it's not like they have a terrible bullpen there on the back end either. I think we all would agree, coming into this season on the heels of a National League Championship Series appearance, one game away from the World Series, your goal has to be to take that next step, get to the big show, and then see what happens. And we know that that's going to go through L.A., at least as of now. And, you know, like you alluded to there, Bill, things can change, injuries can happen, and you never know in the second half how it might play out. A couple of years ago, we saw the Dodgers look unbeatable for, roughly 50 to 60% of the season, and then they went into a real swoon before finally regrouping and getting to the postseason and into that first World Series. But still, just looking at this objectively, that's where the bar has been set, and the Brewers are going to have to make at least a couple of moves to elevate themselves to that point.
Hey, real quick, Marcus, I know you do the Brewers podcast, but I know you guys talk some Bucks up there as well. Malcolm Brogdon reportedly, some teams clearing space to maybe get a hold of him, whether it's the Celtics or the Suns or somebody else. What is the max you would pay Malcolm Brogdon to stay?
Boy, you know, I know you're looking at a lot of people talking $20 million a year for a guy like that, and I can understand why, and certainly if you're a Bucks fan, you get what I think you see what he means to this organization, and I'd probably be willing to match that if it were to come to it. Now, the problem is you've also got Brook Lopez, who I don't know, Bill, that there's anybody in this league that can replicate what he did for this team last year in being the big who can shoot, pull bigs away from the basket, but also be a guy that plays some terrific defense and anchors the defense for you. So I thought it was interesting that they gave Eric Bledsoe the money that they did in season, and I know that it's not necessarily a bad contract. Some people might even call it team-friendly, but that's a lot of money that I probably would have used to try to give to keep Malcolm Brogdon around, knowing that other teams were going to make some offer sheets to him, try to keep Brook Lopez around, and then you expand Malcolm Brogdon's role as a guard this year and perhaps part ways with Bledsoe. But that's the route they elected to go, and now I do think that it comes down to having to pick likely between one or the other with Brook Lopez and Malcolm Brogdon, assuming, of course, and I know this is a hot topic that you've talked a lot about too, they do go all in and pay Chris Middleton what he's asking for right now.
Always good to chat, my friend. We will talk again soon, and enjoy yourself. Love listening to the podcast. We'll talk again, okay?
Bill, appreciate it as always, man. Take care.
There you go. Marcus Paff, 95.3 FM, 99.1 FM, The Score up in Appleton, co-host of the Brewers Overtime Podcast. You can hear his stuff there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.